How long after the Avastin did you do the surgery?
We actually waited a period of time. It was, I think, 2 full months. And as a general rule, we like a 2-month interval. Now, that is somewhat different than pancreatic cancer, where we are starting to use some bevacizumab preoperatively. I'm not particularly comfortable having somebody sit still for a full 2 months after a pre-op program. I actually think a 6-week interval for most patients is plenty of time. Certainly 2-4 weeks makes me nervous. 6-8 weeks is sort of the window we like.
And of course, you know, Lee Ellis from your place wrote the editorial in the JCO recently about this issue. And I think 6 weeks is what he said there too also. I'm curious also with the first patient you mentioned, the man in his 40s, did you give him a bevacizumab-containing regimen?
Yes, he received FOLFOX bevacizumab, and he had a very nice early response. But with continued therapy, he started to sort of just stabilize with the liver. And so we decided, well, we can do chemoradiation and then go after the liver, or let's just go after the liver now. So our choice has been to go after the liver now. The problem with chemoradiation is you're obviously backing off on your cytotoxic component. I mean, you simply can't continue FOLFOX in the face of radiation, at least not full-dose therapy from my view. And so that's why a decision was made in his case. The other thing I'll mention, Neil, and I think you're aware of this, the French group has demonstrated pretty nicely, although it's retrospective data, that patients whose metastatic component is responding to therapy when they go off for their hepatic resection have a better outcome than patients who have stable disease, and they do better who patients who are progressing, whose tumors are progressing in the liver in the face of therapy. And so we philosophically try to use that approach, meaning we like it when patients are responding to therapy prior to considering resection. That's not a hard and fast rule. Certainly in a younger patient where you're really trying to make the difference, you might take that approach. Again, your older patient who's a borderline surgical candidate, if they have progression within the liver in the face of cytotoxic therapy, the medical oncologist is going to be asked to try again before our surgeons would take such a patient on.
Getting back to this issue of the time from the bevacizumab to the surgery, because I think a lot of oncologists might find that a little bit daunting to think about. Do you try to get more chemo in between?
So that's exactly right. So what we will often do, I mean, we typically would tell somebody to give 4 doses of FOLFOX and Bev. And so do the Bev with the first 3, lay off the 4th, then they come back for restaging. And then if we like things, we'll wait another few weeks and take them downtown. If we say, okay, we still would like to see a little more movement here, then perhaps another cycle or two at home or with us. But that's exactly what we do, is if we're not comfortable continuing the Bev, but we still need a little more time elapsed before surgical intervention, that's exactly how we would do that.